The next topic is diplod construction in Kuli. Diplods of Mulk Raj Anand's novels are governed not by an interplay of circumstances and characters, but by his zeal for a depicting of the social reality. He is more of an angry social reformer than a past master in the expert handling of plot. It is only in The Untouchable that we find an expert handling of plot. His plots, by and large, lack organic unity. He picks up a character and, incident by incident, builds up a background, and gradually the character becomes alive and begins to live and breathe under his expert handling. Details are piled up among details, upon details, minute touches and suggestions are fully exploited to throw the character in proper relief. The plot of Kuli is not so organic and compact as that of Untouchable. It is panoramic in scope and epic in aspiration. Since the novel has picturesque tradition and is an organization of the adventures undertaken by Munnu, the hero, it has the looseness of the picturesque novels like those of Smollett. The plot is thus episodic in character. The novel is a collection of 5 chapters, each one depicting an episode successively at Shamnagar, Daulatpur, Bombay and Shimla. The classical unities of the previous work are no longer preserved. The exigencies of the plot are swiftly dismissed. The canvas is much wider and the characters more varied. It is a study of destitution, or to use Peter Quesnel's words, India seen third class, a continent whose bleakness, vastness and poverty are unshaded by a touch of the glamour, more or less fictitious, that so many English storytellers, from Kipling to Major Yeats Brown, have preferred to draw across the skin. Saroj Kowarzi. Munnu, a hill boy, leaves his idyllic surroundings so that he may work and see the world. The first contact with reality shatters his dreams. Arriving in the house of a bank clerk, he falls foul of shrewish and vindictive housewife, and before he flees from his employer's frenzied rage, he has relieved himself near their doorstep and thereby lowered their social prestige. Munnu next arrives at a primitive pickle and jam factory in a feudal city, where a quarrel over money between his employers uproots him and sends him as one of the workers of the cotton industry in Bombay. Finally, he arrives in Shimla as the servant of an Anglo-Indian woman. He dies of tuberculosis, which is aggravated by his having to pull the rickshaw for his mistress. Watching the peaceful hills and valleys, he had deserted for the plains. Kowarzi. The movement of the plot in Kuli is very slow. The novelist is interested in the realistic character, delineation and tragic social forces of poverty and exploitation. This hampers the smooth flow of the plot and action. Everything is seen through Munnu's angle. Every episode emphasizes his tragedy. The novel may have a looseness in structure, yet it is a unity of impression and tone. In The Untouchable, Anand limited the period of action for 2 hours. In Kuli, action stretches itself up to a period of 2 years, and a writer has abandoned the classical unities of time and place. In the words of Kovarzi, the classical unities of the previous work, Untouchable, are no longer preserved. The exigencies of the plot are swiftly dismissed. However, the plot has a design and a coherence. Though the plot is loose, it is not rambling, and since the episodes are pinned together round the central character, Munnu, the plot has the unity of purpose and a definite uniformity. The logical relationship between the episodes is maintained. The general framework of the novel controls the events, and a pattern of ideas converges on the tragedy of Munnu. In terms of structure, the last part of the novel has a glaring flaw. As in The Road, a hoary romantic device is suddenly employed to suit the author's purposes. Having shown Munnu in a middle-class and the low-class world, his entry into the world of aristocracy must somehow be effected in order that the social panorama is complete. The extremely cheap expedient of a motor car accident is therefore used. The accident is the beginning of Munnu's end. It is also the beginning of the end of the artistic integrity of the novel. In fact, the brief final part gives the impression of being hurried and sketchy, and coming after the starkly realistic and vivid Bombay episodes, it appears to be an anticlimax, with the effect that Munnu's death, which should have constituted the climatic point of the novel, fails to produce its rightful impact. The Bang of Bombay ends in the whimper in Shimla. The relaxing of artistic tension in the last part thus deprives the novel of the crowning glory of a powerful finale. The plot construction in Kuli topic is over.